Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most.
Whether it's reactions,
matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about.
Your football talk, your way.
Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Kid Gilliard or Gafford?
Gafford.
Daniel
Gafford.
I like Daniel Gafford.
I'm glad you're learning his name. He's
yeah,
making
I need
you
to,
money.
I need to remember the name here. But yeah, Gafford has done a nice job.
Oh, this is great prep.
They've got great role players on the post.
That's right.
Who's my guy from UNLV out there on the wing?
Derek Jones. Yeah, it seems like you've forgotten some of their players.
There's a lot going on. I'm trying to
because usually Derek Jones is someone you hold up very high with his UNLV ties.
Yeah, and that's a connection, right? So I have to roll with Dallas. And so with that in mind, now I realize here's the problem, though. I could have the hex now that Cottrell Macklin came on the show earlier, who is, I didn't realize the number one Minnesota Timberwolves fan in the world is from Memphis.
And he lives in Memphis.
So I'm picking against one of our own here, but I am rolling with the Mavericks.
All right.
Plus 5.5.
I could tell you were going this way.
Now,
I don't see any reason to change what you've been doing.
I really like the Timberwolves to win the game, but I think we're going to need the 5.5 points. So, again, these lines are part of these bets. Mavericks plus 5.5.
And you say you have, okay, we got Dallas plus 5.5 in this one tonight, and you say you have a bonus.
Got a bonus on this game, yes.
Okay, I'm curious to see what it is.
You and I both.
We've done three-pointers.
I am a believer in Luka. I think Luka could be one of the best top five players, even though, what was he, second team All-NBA just this week? Didn't even get first. They were disrespecting Luka Doncic this week.
Is he second team?
I mean, look at that.
Confirm that.
First team.
No, he's made it five of 6 years. I think he might have been first team.
Okay. Well, yeah, he is first team.
Yeah.
Man, I'm wrong on a lot of things. Hopefully, I'm wrong on the bets.
Well, hopefully, it's a good sign for us that you.
Yeah, it was Giannis. It was Jokic. It was Doncic, Tatum, and Shai Gilgeous. Those were the five.
Pretty sure he's like five straight years.
Shai Gilgeous was the one I had a problem with.
Yeah.
Okay. Last year he was also first team. So man, I'm off today. But Luka's going to
like it.
Luka's. Hopefully, we got losers.
No, he doesn't know what he's doing.
I don't.
And he's got Dallas plus 5.5.
Memorial Day weekend, right?
Hopefully, this is kiss of death type.
Here's the teaser: Luka over 29.5 points.
Well, that's a kiss. That all your props have gone over, so that means Luka 23. So we're loving those. Again, these bonus picks are opportunities for
us. Yeah, it's a bonus. Don't parlay it, by the way.
Do not parlay. We recommend that you do not.
Sorry
do that.
About my lack of knowledge.
No, it's okay.
I had to
okay.
get my computer screen up.
So Luka Doncic.
Luka Doncic. By the way, first team All NBA player Luka to go over 29.5, which means if you're fading my ass, you're going under.
All right. We'll move you to Saturday.
Thanks for pulling me through that bit.
7:30 on ABC.
Yikes.
You can get this one as well.
Yeah,
we got all the games this weekend.
Brad told
us we got all the games.
We're clearing inventory.
Live. So you can hear it right here on 929 WSBN. Celtics.
Updated line, I got it 7.
Minus 7.
This is
Celtics
moved.
Favored by 7. What a segment this is.
It opened at 6.5. It's moved to 7.5. I've got it right here in front of me on my computer.
And it's probably going to move again, as we discussed, when Halliburton is possibly ruled out.
That's why I don't like this one as much. This is a stay away if you're really, really locked in.
It definitely gives you an advantage here in terms of bad for our fave Brad Betters, but it gives you an advantage in terms of winning because that line's going to go up.
It
inevitably,
is
you would
up.
Think so. It's going to go up when Halliburton is ruled out.
What I don't understand, and it's only because they're at home for game three. That's why this number is closer, I think. If it weren't at
home.
It is.
They've dropped it about 3 points since the last game, right? And so that's only because of the rule. But what they have not factored in, it looks like to me yet, is how Halliburton and his presence. And that's why I think it'll go up once we get the word that he's probably out.
You know, the thing we haven't talked about is early on we thought Porzingis would rejoin him for the. I don't think he's going to play this series.
Well, now they don't need him.
They'll just
rest him. Control.
They're just going to rest him.
If you drop game two like you had been dropping game twos, then maybe, okay, you say, we got to get this guy out here and get it rolling. But no, they're in prime position, especially now with Halliburton.
So, Jaylen Brown, who is now Jason Smith's favorite player, he is not going to be part of this.
On the Celtics, if right now he has the mantle.
But I think the Celtics will win. I think they will cover the number. I think the number is going to change, as Jason alluded to. And so I'm going with Celtics -7. And I'm going to be picking the Celtics in every game.
Well, you're going to be sitting like a fat cat come Saturday because, again, that number is going to go up to, 11, 10 once Halliburton's ruled out.
But it is
maybe
weird.
9. Maybe it doesn't go up that much, but it's going up.
Game 2, Pacers put up nothing, man. Like, they weren't even interested in that game, it felt like.
So was Carlisle. Talking about you wanted to see what some of these other guys could do. Man, they're not going to help you in this series at all. I understand once Halliburton goes down, you say, well, our chances likely get slim, but it's a playoff game, dude. I just thought, his excuse for why he decided basically to quit, Pascal barely played in the fourth quarter, if at all. It was awfully thin, I thought.
So I'm going to change my bet because you've given Jaylen Brown a lot of love. I was initially going to focus on Tatum's over. I got to see where Jaylen Brown is because I don't think I need to go with what I've heard today a little bit on my teaser. And we got to go with over points for Jaylen Brown. What's it, 30? They got Tatum points at 29.5. I need to find the number here. Hold on a second. I'll pull
now,
up the game.
I'm now sorry you're to concerning shift. Me while you're
Should
shifting.
I'm shifting based on intel.
You originally had Tatum. No, what you? We never want my intel or anything
Shouldn't
I say
influence
to sway
it, so
your
So I should
process.
Go what's written down here?
Yes.
All
That's
right.
what we have done. It's
That's
why we're
fine.
Hitting at 59.1.
Well, you can see it here. Tatum.
Yeah, you're trying to change late.
All right, I'm going to go with the early prep because we don't want to screw with the bit.
And you know what it is.
Tatum over 29.5 points. I didn't even know what Brown's point total was supposed to be. But Tatum's due for a breakout here.
Because you're 0-4 on those prop bets.
Tatum over 29.5 points. That's what I
picked.
So,
y'all, I'm holding them accountable. I'm not going to let them switch it up here last minute based on intel.
Yeah, you're sticking with that. Jaylen Brown, man.
With the BC process. and Jaylen Brown is my favorite. Yes, Celtic right now.
Celtics -7. Tatum over 29.5 points for the game. Tomorrow night on 92.9.
There you have it, folks. The picks are in. We'll tweet those out before tonight's game so that you've got them for the weekend, anybody that needs the review. And, let's hope we get back to losing so that a few fade bread bettors can get back to winning. We'll give it back over 60%.
Maybe I need to stop drinking before the show. And
well, I want us to be over 60% when John gets back. That
well,
first week of June.
My lack of focus should indicate how you should roll with this thing.
But
here.
I'm feeling pretty good about these shaky picks.
It's pretty
based
rough
on
delivery today.
You forgot Derrick Jones' name day. What team is he on? Who's he?
They are on the. Let's see. This is
like
game
Brad
two, so they're on the road for this game. So, you know, in theory, the Timberwolves should have an opportunity.
Yeah. Sounds like you got a lot on your plate right now.
Look at this notes, man. Look at these notes. I got a whole slew of things going on.
All right. Well, we're going to talk to Ant Desane. Maybe do a little bit of Ja Morant talk, see a few things about the camp. I think Sane's talked about it on his show. Also going to talk about, obviously, what's going on with the Grizzlies with the assistant coaching staff, which was Anthony Sane a couple of weeks ago. Put it out first. At least it was the first I saw that he was here and there would be change. And look at it now. It's been publicly acknowledged by the Grizzlies. So the man was right. So what's he hearing now? In terms of how many assistants they're going to bring in. Is it with the Athletic that there's a clearing of the entire house when it comes to that assistant coach staff? We'll do that. We'll talk draft, all that with Andy Sane about 1:15. And like I said, we're going to tell you about this poor dining experience of mine. We'll do all that when we get back to listen to Jason John, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis is number one place for sports. This is WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies. 92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Sports Station.
The NBA playoffs have tipped off, but it's not too late to get in on the action with FanDuel, of course, because right now new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's $150 to use on same game parlays, live bets, championship futures. You can even fade our executive producer, Brad Carson. That's been lucrative. There's no better place to bet all the playoff action than on America's number one sportsbook. Just go to FanDuel.com/JSmith to get started. Again, that's FanDuel.com/JSmith with new customers getting $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. It's only on FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA, and of course of 929 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline. 1-800-889-9789. That's 1-800-889-9789.
Been in a real good mood of late. That was challenged of late, including the couple of things, that NCAA settlement thing and how it's going to affect Memphis, kind of discouraged.
I can see that.
Last night's supposed to be a good night, though, because, and we'll get to Anthony Saint here in just a second, it's a celebration night.
Oh, what was going on?
My wife, God bless her, she landed an internship that she wanted in addition to her.
Congratulations, Faith, if you're listening.
Right.
Pass along my congrats.
Son, as you know, because I spoke on it yesterday about how terrible I was at the game, son won a little fifth grade spring title.
Hey.
You know, basketball. So you know what old dad did? What old husband did?
Little celebratory evening.
Old Smoothie said, I'm going to kill two birds, one stone. We're going to celebrate y'all's accomplishments.
Yeah.
At your pick, honey. Whatever you decide.
Oh, she made the decision.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've decided I'm not going to say the restaurant's name.
Okay.
What I will tell you is that my wife loves Japanese.
Oh.
Okay.
Japanese restaurant.
Ask her what she wants. Most times she's going to have that number one.
Yeah.
She's half Puerto Rican, half black. That's her thing. She likes Japanese.
It's an interesting combo. Right. Yeah.
So, I say, we're going to need reservations at this place? Because I got you. We're taking you to the best, the place that you want to go.
Yeah.
We're going to need reservations. She said, no, it's Thursday night. We need reservations, honey. We should be able to go right now. Okay.
All right.
We get there. Got Chris in the car. Feeling good. Gonna take care of him. Old daddy's doing a good thing here.
Mm-hmm.
We get in there. They tell us, well, it's full, and it'll be a 25-minute wait, which you can understand.
Yeah.
I kind of looked at my
no
wife.
No reservation.
I looked at my wife. I said, you told me.
Yeah.
And I had a chance there to make some. You told me no reservations.
Yeah.
They're saying 25-minute wait. You want to do it? And I could sort of see it in her face. She didn't want me to get mad. Chris doesn't want to wait 25 minutes. She's ready to go, but I could tell deep down.
She really wanted to stay
because she wants the Japanese. What does old Smooth do? We're going to stay. We're going to stick it out. We don't do this often. Usually it tells 20, 30 minute wait. We're out.
Right.
We're going to go get what we can. We're gone. But this is a celebration. She wanted Japanese, so we're going to stick it in there.
Okay.
Sit in the lobby and we wait. We're going to wait 25 minutes and hope that the table opens up.
Yeah.
Okay.
You put your name in.
Yep. While this is happening and we have now sat down, the hostess, there were two of them when we came in, right? There's now no one there while we're waiting. And so they've gone. They've vanished.
That's
these two hostesses.
Flag.
Well, yeah, it is. But maybe something I should have suspected.
Mm-hmm.
What I had noticed is that one of the hostesses, the one that I had done most of the talking, she had gone out the door.
Oh.
She'd gone and gotten into her car out in the parking lot. I noticed because her car was actually parked in front of my Jeep. So that's the only reason why I noticed, right? Figured she's going on a break.
Yeah.
Maybe it's to go smoke, whatever else. As she's doing this, the line now, folks that have come in behind us.
Yes.
Is now getting, it's now become a line at the hostess desk.
Stand.
Because people, there's no host. The second person that was there when we got there is no longer there. And our hostess is in the car.
Oh,
okay.
Boy.
In the parking lot.
Okay.
All right. And so the line now, one couple has come in that does have reservations. Another older couple has come in. They've apparently got reservations. They're now, and another group that didn't is now in a line where there is no hostess. You understand what I'm saying?
I'm totally understanding.
I notice in the parking lot, old girl, hostess, has moved the car.
Her car.
She's in the car in the parking lot. She hasn't left. She's still in the parking lot. She comes around and parks in a space that's right in front of the window. She gets closer. What I figured, Brad, common sense will tell you, even if she's on a break, she saw the line stacking up.
Got to get involved here.
She's coming back in. Thank God. She's on a break, but she sees there's no, they must be shorthanded.
Yes.
So she's coming back in to help with the line and to get these people the reservations, everything else. Don't you know, and I should have known him by the dusty way that she presented. Again, these hostesses were not dressed in normal hostess attire, okay?
They didn't look professional?
Something was unprofessional.
Oh, that's not good.
I should have known something.
There were some cues here.
That I should have seen the red flag then. Again, we ain't waiting any minutes. We're getting right on out of
here. Yeah.
Brad, she didn't. She comes in, walks past the line. She goes back to the back.
Yep.
She grabs what I'm thinking, maybe she had left her time card or a lighter or something.
Yeah.
She grabs it, and instead of going back to the stand, she walks past us all, right back in there, gets in the car, and balls off. We still ain't got a hostess.
The hostess is out.
In the restaurant.
She left. Did she quit?
I have no idea, but I should have known it was so... She didn't give a hot damn. She off. Right?
Peace.
Out. I thought she was coming back to help. She came back.
All right.
It ain't. I'm not helping y'all.
So we're 25 minutes in here? Where are we at?
We're getting close to 25 minutes in. Anyway, the people now, someone, a cook, I believe, has come out of the back.
Oh, good.
Because they realize they have a problem. It took 10 minutes to realize they have one.
Yes.
Realize they have a problem. They tell the people that have reservations it's going to be 10 to 15 minutes. And let me tell you something. The white man.
Oh, boy. He let go of one?
When you told the white man in the line,
he was really upset.
I could tell had done the reservations himself.
Yeah, he took the time to.
He might have been on a celebratory dinner. She was with him. I could tell he had done everything. Bro, he started to turn red.
Unleashed.
What do you mean? I got to wait 10 to 15 minutes? I had a reservation, and so they're in the same process as us.
Oh boy,
trying to decide whether to sit there or not. He sits down for 2 minutes. After that, he gets up and leaves. And I tell my wife, what are we doing here? The people that have reservations aren't even going to get a seat.
No.
They ain't even got a damn hostess in here. The one they did have doesn't give a... Could have come back in, gotten this all-star, decided not to. Y'all are a mess in here. This thing has slid down into the bottoms of the Mississippi River.
Wow.
Yeah, after, again, trying to do something nice for my wife. Let me tell you something. We went to Eitan's in over Highland. Been there a long time.
Oh, you got out of there.
Went over. We balled over to Eitan's.
Hey!
Had a ball down, Poplar, get over there. Had a great time and a great feast.
Wonderful.
At Eitan's. But let me tell you, man, some of the service industry.
Oh, it's rough out there, bro. It is so rough. If we're being... And we can talk in general about this.
It's testing us.
No, it's really bad right now.
They're testing us.
It's emergency-like in our city.
With how bad it's gotten,
man. No, it really is. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I just felt like she was so representative of what I see a lot of times in some of these places. And I got to imagine, it's hard to keep staff when you got folks like this hostess. And so I don't want to put it on this restaurant or name them, because again, they can do better.
Yes.
Right. And maybe again, you just had a situation where who knows what this woman's going, whatever. But my point, man, it was a hot mess.
Yes.
And I should have known it.
You saw the signs.
The dusty appearance. Man, y'all ain't looking like hostesses up in here.
No, you saw the signs. You should have followed your own head on this. There were signs.
We had a great experience at Eitan's.
Eitan's. What's the price point there nowadays?
It's very nice. Again, you can do the hibachi side or you can do the regular like Chinese side.
Yeah.
And so you can decide for yourself. Like, they can go pretty high end with what they can do from the hibachi end. And Chris and Faith ate hibachi.
Good. I love hibachi.
And I ordered from the cheap side.
Yeah, you had a good time.
So
I'm
they
glad
had a good
it
time.
Went okay.
I was tested.
But you persevered.
My patience was tested. We ended up at paying off. Because, again, I mean, we didn't curse anybody out. You know, I crazy.
I thought you held your own there.
I didn't really.
Sounds like you handled yourself.
I told her it's time to go. When the angry white man left with her and they had reservations and we didn't. That's why I said, we're wasting our time. We'd already wasted 20 minutes of the 25 sit.
Can I tell you, there is a great place.
Y'all need to do better.
You told me who this is, and we're not going to reveal it, but I will give a positive. Over where your neck of the woods, where you were in East Memphis, have you ever been to Sakasui over there? It's over by Kirby.
I've been to Osaka. I've not been to
Osaka's good. Osaka's good. Sakasui is over there. It's across. It's over there by the Kroger area, you know, where the McDonald's is.
This was not Osaka.
This wasn't Osaka. Osaka's generally good too.
Yep.
Sakasui is a very small. It's almost damn like a boutique, but they've got guys who are chopping it up, and they've got sushi, and I think they can also do in the back. Now they don't cook it in front of you. I know that's part of the experience, but they'll do the fried rice and the whole deal there.
There are some workers.
Yeah.
And I do think it.
Yeah, you don't want to paint with a broad brush. There are some good ones out there. Right?
Well, absolutely, there are some good ones. And I'm sure there were some good ones in the restaurant last night. We just didn't happen to come on any of those. But I will say there's a lot of people, I believe, and I can't necessarily say anything's wrong with it, right? That when you are off the clock, you're off.
Right, you're done.
Like you have that understanding that you ain't getting any extra from me. If it's 6 o'clock and I was supposed to be out of here at 5:59 and you guys are busy, I'm not pitching in,
no.
Right? And I don't know. I mean, the way some of these employees are abused in situations and underpaid, I can't push back on that too
hard. No, and it's one of the things that's hard being a manager, not here, but at those restaurants.
But back to this point. If this woman out on break, she's getting, where's her help? How do we have a restaurant here operating? You take a resume. Nobody's at the hostess desk for, 10, 15, 20 minutes.
You're SOL.
Having to pull somebody out the back of the kitchen to do it. Man, it's terrible.
You're SOL at that point.
Terrible. So, anyway.
No, I'm glad you got out of that, though. That was the smart
move. My wife still had a good time. And
good.
I was just so.
Well, congratulations, too, to Faith.
So disappointed in my Memphis, though.
Great school year.
A-Tans came through for us.
There you go.
A-Tans came through for us. You haven't been to A-Tan,
no.
I can tell. Highland and Poplar.
Haven't been.
Been there for years, decades.
No.
My mom used to go there when she worked at the University of Memphis years ago. Never been let down by them. I'll be honest with you.
I generally don't venture that far down anymore.
A-Tan and Respect Burger. I know I hadn't been Poplar in Highland area in a while either.
No, and that's not disrespecting Highland and Poplar.
I think that Exxon right there burned down.
Yeah,
like
burned down.
I
will say, this is actually
not nearly the jumping spot that it used to be.
I want to do a quick plug because right there is the new butcher shop they just put in at the liquor store. The folks at the liquor store there.
Oh, I didn't realize that's there.
This weekend, and they are not an advertiser. Ron Olson told me about this. They're doing a $40 burger special with buns, and it's like four of them, I think. And it's like $40, or it's some great outrageous deal. If you go in there and it's like the steak burger type meat, it's in that new liquor store. They put in a brand new butcher shop right there, so you can cook at home and do it yourself rather than screwing around with these restaurants.
That
butcher shop is getting a nice reputation after, by the way, that liquor store got broken into like two or three times with them driving into the side.
Yeah.
So I think they've got that squared away and since the fire at the Exxon place, but that area's got a lot to offer still.
Well, we got to do better service industry.
Yeah. It's tough out there.
I know it's hard. You're underpaid. You're always stressed out. You're worried.
But if you do a good job, it can get better for you as an employee. I've always said that. Make your own way. You know, if you do a good job, it pays itself forward. You know, but people just don't want to put in that extra. You know what?
Just straight ignorance.
Yeah. Well, she's probably vaping out in the car.
I don't know what she was doing, but she
dropping
she could have gave us one or two extra minutes to get everything sorted out.
Sure.
She didn't care about us.
Okay. Well, I'm glad it had A-Tans took care of you.
They did. Yeah. They did. We're going to talk about much happier subjects. We're going to do that with Anthony Sane. We'll talk about basketball camps. We'll talk about Grizzlies draft. We will talk about NBA playoffs as they're occurring right now. We'll do that with Anthony Sane when we get back. You're listening to Jason John, 929 FM, ESPN. Anthony Sane is the host of the Anthony Sane Show on Bluff City Media. Long time tribal chief of Grizz Twitter, independent journalist, founder of Asylum Media Group, and father of five-star 2032 Most Sport prospect Gabriel Sane. Gabriel Sane here, by the way. Five-star prospect in the building. You can follow Sane on X at Sane Asylum. I'm so excited because young Gabe has really started that football career. I've seen the videos. I've seen him coming around the line pulling.
Yeah. And if you notice, he wears all plain clothes lately. Nothing that lends any hints or clues. He doesn't wear any school's paraphernalia or nothing like that.
Keeps a very low profile.
Yeah, keeping it low, man. Yeah.
We got camps and visits lined up.
Yeah, he's going to be doing a football camp at Christian Brothers High School.
Hey.
I bought his first pair of tackle football cleats for him. He's worn cleats every year, but I bought his first pair of cleats preparing for tackle football. I ordered those the other day. It was a men's size, and I almost shed a tear.
I was going to say.
It's just too much going on. I still remember Gabe as being, like, when him and little Chris first met each other, when they were basically toddlers, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And now, I'm buying an adult-sized shoe for him to go play tackle football.
A man-child.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I was going to say. It's been a long time since I had to buy football cleats because Smiths got out the game very early.
Real quickly.
how much a pair of adult-sized football cleats running you these days? Just
say
a roundabout.
One of them say we got 100 and something, 140, 100, something like that.
Send me a picture. They look like Jordan cleats.
Yeah,
they are.
Those
and you know
cool.
You got to have the fresh.
Jordan
football cleats.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, anything with Gabe, I try to, like the letter
Give
said.
Him the best.
The letter said we suggested they wear black cleats. So, I had to add a little bit more swag to it. I didn't do any color, so I did do the black, silver, and white Got to let Gabe stand out a little bit.
Going to look like a Raider out there.
Oh, yeah. Gabe, he swag, man. I don't know if you ever seen the pictures I sent you during the season.
Brandon, man, got headbands and everything.
Oh, yeah, because he had the shades and this.
Shades?
Just some different type of headband he wears. And then the whole team started wearing them. Like,
he's a trendsetter.
For Gabe's birthday party, he passed out the Gabe shades and the headband to everybody on the team.
The coolest thing in the
school. The whole team was wearing them. Yeah, he's
bro,
just, you know.
You were going to be a leader. We are not followers. Sure. This is a born leader and a trendsetter.
Yeah,
sure. Right here. When's the next Memphis visit? Real quick. When we'll get them in front of Silverfield?
I don't know. Dave, you heard anything from them?
No, you were just over there doing a camp.
No, we ain't. Silverfield got to come with it, man, for real.
He's recruiting real well right now.
Yeah, but yeah, he is. But I'm just saying,
we ain't gonna miss out on these.
Ain't gonna be no handouts, man. But Baby Gronk just made his commitment today.
This man sent me Baby Gronk commitment to Dion.
I'll let you know, man.
Really?
We setting the standard, man.
Hey.
For real.
Baby Gronk, yeah, already committed to Colorado. So.
And, they might have been Coach Prime letting us know we're not gonna wait on Gabe. You know what I mean?
Right.
Exactly. So
taking him young.
Hey, so
I think you'd make national news if you committed to me.
What kind of NIL money does Baby Gronk get from our guy in Colorado?
Imagine a nice deal.
Damn.
Imagine a nice deal. All right, man. Let's start here. Because I didn't get to hear you, but I think I know where you're at on this. We had talked off air. John Morant basketball camp. By being too hard, by saying, man, we'd love to see a free one too. Get your money, but how about serving all of Memphis?
I didn't hear the segment, but I can, just knowing Jay's move, I can kind of know the energy you probably came with. Plus, we kind of talked about this a little
last,
bit off here.
Did he have one last year? Where
see,
he
had
it?
One.
Did we touch on something like this last year?
He had one, seemed like a couple years ago.
A couple years ago.
I took the gloves off. I was like, bro, I'm not feeling this. Like,
right.
Because it was like,
I remember us having that conversation.
High. Like, it was like $300 or something like that. But, like, I grew up, I went to the Penny Hardaway camp, and I want to say it was $50. And I want to say that even that, my mom got some type of
discount. Not Penny. You didn't go to Penny camp.
Yeah, I went to Penny's camp. Yeah.
Penny's camp.
Yeah. I got pictures of me and Penny Hardaway at Penny camp.
So this was when he was a player?
Yeah.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking about Penny, the coach at Memphis. And so that coach has always had a camp.
Nah.
You went to Penny's camp.
I went
to
Penny Hardaway to the NBA
Finals.
That's
good because I never went to that camp. That camp charged $50.
Yeah, I want to say it was like $50. I want to say that might have been a discounted like scholarship type of rate or something. I mean, I got some type of deal.
Lorenzen's was free.
Free,
he had that thing at the Pyramid 1 year.
I look at it as I talked about this on my show. You can watch the podcast anytime today. Anthony Sane Show, available on YouTube, wherever you listen to podcasts. I thought it was a blown opportunity for PR. You know what I mean? With John coming back. I mean, he's already came back from suspension, but you're coming back next year. I just think that would be just, and it's nothing. It's not like, it's not going to phase John one way or another.
Right.
But I talked to people who kind of know more about the situation, and they said that they believe that John's doing this with another organization, that it's not a true John Morant camp, that he's doing it in partnership with somebody else.
You're saying pro camps. That's who puts the camp
on. Right.
Brad and I talked about them. He says they do a good job.
He's been
a part of one of those.
Tony Allen used to use them when he did
use pro camps.
And I guess they got to get their money whatever.
Exactly. They got to get their cut.
Yeah.
But they're obviously giving him a cut to do it.
But see, that's also one of those things where John could say, okay, make it free and I'll pay y'all for whatever. Or Nike could come in and say, I really wish Nike would come in. There's so many things we've suggested in the last 18 months with John.
I'm glad you're going here with Nike. Go ahead.
There's so many things we suggested, like, you know, doing some NIL deals for high school players and doing things like that, or college players, and just really trying to, especially local kids, trying to get that going, free camps for Ja, you know, making a major donation maybe to the Tickets for Kids program and getting more kids free tickets to the game. That's something that's already exists with the Grizzlies. Ja already has efforts with it.
Right.
Just maybe just a huge influx of just, like, kids who have been able to get in. Because we've seen Ja do the PR opportunities where he's giving his shoes away to the kids sitting in the $400 or $500 seats.
Exactly.
Let's pull some of those kids down from the
nosebleeds
and take care of them as well. I don't want to come off as overly critical.
That wouldn't come out of Ja's pocket. Nike could do
Nike
that
could
to
do
your
that
point.
Easy.
And we're Nike town.
To,
yeah. He's a signature shoe athlete.
Yeah, it'd be nothing.
They could
to
take
do.
Care of all that for you.
Yeah, so like I
and
said.
And all the great PR that would come of it.
Especially when you know he's about to have a monster season next year. Seems like there's something they could do. Like I said, I'm not trying to. It's not a major deal to me, but I looked at it like, that could have been a better. You
man,
know what
179
mean?
For 3.5 hours,
yeah,
and you
wild.
Ain't rolled
yeah,
the free
it's,
one
it's
out.
A,
that,
it's
come
a wild
on,
amount of money. You know what I mean?
Like you said, there's only going to be so many families that say this is worth it for us, and we can't afford it.
And I remember
There'll
as a young kid at the Penny Hardaway camp, I think I was like 8th grade going into 9th grade, maybe 9th going to 10th, something like that. And I just remember, like, that's memories I'll never forget.
Where was that camp?
It was at the Pyramid.
And how hands-on was he and his? Yeah, so, and it was multiple days, you're saying.
Now, I will say this. We didn't see a lot of Penny interacting.
Right.
It was like the Maurice Cannons of the world. You remember him?
All these guys he played with in the Bluff.
All these guys were out there.
In the Bluff City Council.
But it was still super dope, man, because I remember, like, some of the guys that were there. Like, I remember guys who ended up being, like, D1 players that were at that camp. Like, I just remember them just being kids at the camp. Chuck Lawson was at that camp. I remember Chuck. When I see Chuck now, I was like, man, you're that kid that was at Peter Hardaway's camp. Like, I just, like, it was a lot of people who I know now who were at that camp. And I just remember the memories that were made there. And it was just a different type of energy, man. Like, you'll get kids who are definitely going to be there, and parents are going to sacrifice to get their kids there. That's not a concern. But I just, this is just something that, man, I don't try to count another man's money, but it just would have looked so good if this was
a free basketball. And I'm so glad.
Because, I mean, like you talked about Tony Allen, I'm almost sure Tony did free camps. I know Z-Bo did free camps. Mm-hmm. The organization I used to work with did a camp with Zach Randolph where Zach came out, did free backpacks to kids for every kid. It was a free camp, first of all. Then every kid that came to the camp got a backpack full of school supplies, and they did free haircuts. They had like 30 barbers out there. Now, Jaws. He's not Z-Bo. Like, I'm not trying to make him be Z-Bo, but I'm just saying Z-Bo and his camp understood the small things that moved the city.
And this can be so small, but do so much good.
And not just move the city, but that can move national narratives as well.
To your point, I mean, Thaddeus don't even live here anymore, but still does a week-long free one down at Mitchell for those folks down there in conjunction with Memphis, Shelby County Schools, everything else, and, you know, he's giving them kids more than anything he's making. Yeah.
Because it's almost like, and I know this is going to come out super negative, like we're bagging on job about this, but it's like for those camps like that, even the time of day for those camps are almost like an inconvenience to
parents. I just told Brad the same thing.
Because if it's a half-day camp, like, that's super inconvenient because now I got to figure out.
Them single moms, them one-parent households are at work, having maybe a two jobs.
Uh-huh.
And so you're only going to have my kid for 3.5 hours. Like, that's not even a full day.
I've got to take like a half-day.
Like, Penny's goes 9 to 4 over at U of M. That's a full work day. I can get that work
out. I don't know about you, man. I was a Memphis Park Commission day camp baby. Like, those day camps were my summer. Like,
yes, man.
They started like the week after school were out and ran all the way up until schools almost started back. And those like really helped my mom out because I had the mom and dad that were full time jobs, running and work from home jobs. And those day camps were my child care during the summertime.
But the Penny Camp couldn't have been as fun as the Larry Finch Camp.
Nah.
So I was a Larry Finch.
Oh, you were Larry Finch? I didn't go
there. And, bro, we got to stay in the athletic dorms the whole week.
For real?
It was overnight.
No.
Larry and Dorsey Sims coming and knocking on the doors to make sure. You talk about these grow-up experiences, what you remember coming up as a kid. And I see folks now who went to those those Finch camps.
Yeah.
Man, bro, we were on campus.
I think
David Vaughn coming up and everything.
Yeah. I think John's kind of getting it, but like that's one simple thing. And it may have been a thing where it just couldn't have been. Or I don't know. I question that as well. But I just
roll out something free, John.
Yeah,
and again, Nike, help him do
it's
it.
It's a long summer.
Because y'all, time to do we it. Don't have to take anything out of Jaws' pocket. Yeah. Nike can take care of everything.
Mm-hmm.
In total agreement with that. All right, I want to keep going back to this because, again, you were the first, at least that I saw publicly, put it out there that there was going to be, you were hearing assistant coaching staff change. Yeah. We're now like 2 weeks since, and everybody's here kind of come along with you. Athletic reporter, John Hollinger saying it, Ico, and now finally we had an acknowledgement from the Grizzlies last week and Taylor Jenkins, that there's a restructuring going on.
Yeah.
Do you expect it to look completely different? Have you heard more just in terms of what you expect to see? And is this an offensive philosophy change? Is this the reason why we're doing it? Just what do you think?
I think it's a huge TBD thing because when you're talking about assistant coaches, if you're really trying to do this right, like if you're really trying to say, okay, let's maximize this assistant coaching team, you would wait until the stuff is over with, man, because there may be guys that are playing right now. I mean, they're
on staffs now.
On staffs right now that you want to take a look at.
Right.
You know what I mean? And they're, you know, since the season has ended, Darvin Ham was fired. J.B. Bickerstaff has been fired. Those are all guys who, I don't know they want to come here, but those are guys who would be prime assistant coaching candidates. And we don't know what all is going to happen. It's not like college basketball where we got to get out on the recruiting trail. I mean, like, we don't have to have assistant coaches until, you know, a long time from now. So I think it's one of those things that's going to be wait and see. I'm interested to see where it goes. I can't particularly think of many people on that staff that I particularly deem – to be valuable. I really love Anthony Carter. We definitely know his name from the stuff with G.G. Jackson this year. Everyone else is.
Do you?
I wouldn't really feel
because that was your. What about St. Andrews? Because that was supposed to be a change. And I'm just bringing him up because he's so new.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing with him. It's hard to really gauge if he's made any change at all because anything outside of the first 25 games when we had a decent roster and the 9 games when Ja was here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they did anything as far as his stuff. But what I saw at the beginning of the season didn't look like anything I was impressed with. And I don't think it's a coincidence that the new guy they're bringing in, that he's supposed to be like a guru in this innovative offense. I don't think that's a coincidence. I think that I think his offense is what we're going to see. I know a lot of people are saying. I've heard a few people say they don't think that's particularly true, but I don't see how it can't be. I don't see how you bring in a guy like that and acknowledge him as being, director of player development, these type of things without his offense being a big part of what they're doing. I'm not the person who's going to say, well, this isn't a big deal, or this doesn't mean anything for Taylor Jenkins, because I think it does. I think it clearly does. And I've heard people say, well, this is a collaborative effort, between Taylor and Zach Kline. I'm like, I hear that, but I don't think Taylor Jenkins is like went and knocked on Zach's door, like, hey, man, I don't really like my assistant coaches. Let's come out with a strategy to make this work. No, that was something that was initiated from above down. At this point, yeah, they're working together, but I think if it was left alone, Taylor Jenkins would have left the things, as they are or whatever. So I'm super excited to see how that turns out. The draft is coming up. We got about 33 more days on that. I just think they need to get people who. Because it always bother me whenever, and every year it was the same thing. Every year he would make his hires. Taylor Jenkins was the most experienced person that was on his staff.
Mm.
And the more experience he got, the younger or more inexperienced assistant coaches he was bringing in, it was like, all right, man, we need somebody that's got a little bit more tenure than you who can just come in and specialize in certain areas. And we can kind of know what these people's roles are. Because there are people on this bench now like, okay, I know who you are, but I don't really know what you do. I don't know what you're adding or taking away from, the product we see on the court. But I think there's a lot of semantics being thrown around about the whole hot seat thing. And I've said this on Twitter as far as Taylor Jenkins is concerned. However you're describing that chair that he's sitting in, the coaching chair, that chair is not as comfortable as it was 6 to 9 months ago. And the fact that you hear people say, well, if they have another disappointing playoff season, it's not going to be good for Taylor Jenkins. I mean, so what are you saying? did we hear any reports about J.B. Bickerstaff being on a hot seat at all this season? Did you hear anything about?
Jason.
Right.
He might have been on a couple.
But what I'm saying is you heard praise for J.B. Bickerstaff for how good this team was.
Yeah.
They disappointed in the playoffs and he was gone. And whether you want to call it a hot seat or not, they're clearly not comfortable with the way things are. And they're pointing to the coaching staff to rectify the issue. So if this is another bad season, and my philosophy, this is something you need to find out in November, December, not in May and June. I don't think they can afford to go into the playoffs and risk Taylor Jenkins not being the guy. I think they need to identify and stand on whether he's the guy or not before we get to the playoffs. I don't want to realize he's not the guy again.
But how do you find out that? I mean, isn't it
if
ultimately measured
off, if they start off terrible? If they don't come out
the likelihood
good,
of that is low.
I don't know.
So, barring health.
You know what I mean?
I know, because Giannotto's brought the same point. Yeah. If he starts out, same 6-19, whatever,
they should look,
that makes it easy. He's out.
No, this is what I'm saying. I don't mean win-loss terrible. What I'm saying is if you can look at them and see this is still not a good half-court offense team. This is still a team where their only offense is everybody get out the way, Ja go to the basket. Like, that's, if you're still seeing that and you're still seeing struggles in the half-court with this team.
Well, I would hope not with all this change with the assistant coaches. Yeah. There better be some philosophy changes.
Yeah, exactly. And I think he'll be fine.
Let me give you a scenario. Because you brought up JB.
Mm-hmm.
He won a playoff series. Could have lost. He was down 18.
I think it's terrible that man got fired.
But fired after one. Could you see a scenario where, because you're in such a we need to be a contender now status, where you do win one playoff series next year, but then still, even after that, you lose in the conference semis, Taylor Jenkins being fired at that point?
Oh, 100%.
Like JB.
Yes, because I believe that next year the Grizzlies should look like we are firmly And I think it depends on how that series looks, too.
Well, that, it does. That, yeah. it has to factor in.
I think we should firmly look like we're in the hunt with the Oklahoma Cities, the Minnesotas, Dallas, Denver.
I agree with
us. But it's only five teams I named, right? But I think we should look like we're in the top three.
How much does having the players with you matter? Because I brought up the scenario. If it's a close loss in the conference semifinals and the players still feel like, you know, they went out of their way to be behind him this season. Now, we can, you know, all the reasons why I say just players speak, whatever else. But if he's still got them, how much is that going to matter?
It matters a lot.
If he's still got Ja, Jaren, and Bane saying, we just need one more, we'll get over the top, then he's back, right?
Because when you look at the whole thing, like what happened with Bickerstaff, we're not sure that he had that level.
Looked like Donovan wants him out.
Right.
Yeah.
And when you're starting
out against
from
it. Right.
Yeah. And like I said, man, but that's another thing, too. We've seen the guys support Taylor Jenkins.
Yes, they have.
For 6 years. And it's almost uncanny the way they do. You've never seen an eye roll. You've never seen.
And it was before we were even really saying hot seat. I know he was facing some criticism.
And even when they bring new guys in, like who are strong personalities, like a Marcus Smart, like a Derrick Rose, we've never seen. Even like when we had, what's the name, who's crazy? Came in with John them. He's went to Miami, then he went to.
Who the heck are you talking?
Man, we got him in the Mike Conley trade. He has an underwear brand. My God, man. I'm so terrible with names. He came over to Mike. He was a vet with Jaren and Ja when they first got here. And we traded him in the Iguodala trade.
Oh, Crowder.
Yeah. Like you never even saw a guy like Jay Crowder who's a lunatic. Like, you never saw him mumble, roll his eyes, do anything to buck against Taylor Jenkins.
Nah, he actually tried to talk about empowering him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You got to put your foot down.
We've
right?
never seen a single dude have anything like bad to say about him, right?
Oh, Crowder got a little crazy in him.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But we've never seen.
No, you're right. No.
But we've seen Jay Crowder go to other places, man, and be on some other types.
And be a malcontent.
Yeah, and we didn't see any of that. He wanted to be here.
Like, no, I agree.
And this is with, like, first year.
And if we're saying good things about Taylor Jenkins besides just the players, like the culture of last year. And the fight, I mean, that you know, that's something. You kept that
Cause
a situation where a lot of those dudes could say, man, this is awful.
And one of the main things I would say to criticize him.
And that's like, a culture.
Right. Let me say this. One of the main things I used to say when I would say, okay, these are reasons why you can criticize Taylor Jenkins, right, is I would say with every guy that I call a good coach, there are moments, there are phases during the season where, regardless of what the circumstances are, you see stretches where, okay, that team is playing way better than how they're supposed to be playing. Mm-hmm. And he had those stretches even in this horrible season last year. That team was, like, finishing the top 15 in defense and, like, 40 dudes playing for the team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No doubt.
Like, that's commendable, man. When you've got that many different guys coming in, you're still able to maintain a top 15 defense and no all-defensive players. Jaren Jackson Jr. wasn't an all-defensive player of the year type candidate. I think those things are commendable. But I said all those things to say, that's a very sensitive situation, though. That can go from sugar to crap quick, man. You know what I mean? Like, that whole thing can turn on you in no time. So, like I said, it's wait and see with Taylor Jenkins, for sure. I don't think anybody can just say definitely, oh, no, he's not in the hot seat. Oh, no, he's fine. And I think anything can sway it one way or another. Yeah.
He is Anthony Sane. Make sure you follow him on X at Sane Asylum. Make sure you're watching his show on YouTube, The Anthony Sane Show. Like I said, he touched on the Ja Morant camp thing and much, much more on that show. Make sure you're checking it out over on YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts.